One of the more significant stories of these Olympic Games so far is not only who's winning medals, but why one of the biggest names in sports decided to step back. Simone Biles said it was concern for her own mental well-being that led her to do so. This news has quickly sparked larger conversations around mental health, athletics, and race. Yamiche Alcindor is here with our own.
Judy, shortly after Simone Biles made her decision, she talked openly about the need to protect her own mental health under intense pressure and in global spotlight. She has also talked about some of her struggles, her conflicting feelings about the games, and the signs of depression. Here she is yesterday at a press conference discussing the power of prioritizing her well-being.
I say put mental health first, because if you don't, then you're not gonna enjoy your sport and you're not gonna succeed as much as you want to. So it's okay sometimes to even sit out the big competitions to focus on yourself, because it shows how strong of a competitor and person that you really are, rather than just battle through it.
Now, while Simone Biles' challenges are happening on the world stage, many can relate to the mental health struggles of the star athlete. Joining us to talk about all of this are Kavitha Davidson. She's a sports writer for The Athletic and sociologist Harry Edwards. More than 50 years ago, he wrote the book, The Revolt of the Black Athlete. Thank you so much for being here. Kavitha, I want to start with you. Simone Biles is a lot of things. She's, of course, a superstar athlete, but she's also a Black woman. She's also a survivor of sexual assault. Talk about what you make of the significance of her decision to say, I have to put my mental health first, when you think about all of those identities that she's carrying.
I think it's really powerful. I think that, you know, the fact that she's a Black woman, as you said, a sexual assault survivor, it cannot be separated from what we're seeing here. Simone has done interviews saying that the reason she hasn't retired is because her continued presence as the only survivor of Larry Nassar's, who is still competing, continues to put pressure on the USA Gymnastics, continues to hold them accountable. Now, at the same time, that is a lot of pressure to put on yourself when you were 24 years old. And on top of that, being a Black woman who was representing our country, who was the face of our country in these Olympics, it really is a lot. And I think that for her to set these boundaries, which is something that we tell women, that we tell especially Black women, they're not allowed to do, I think it's a really powerful statement.
Setting boundaries. And as you said, Simone Biles said she didn't want to retire because she was the only athlete left who had survived the sexual abuse of Larry Nassar, who was now, of course, imprisoned for being convicted of sexual abuse. You yourself, Kavitha, have talked and written so eloquently about being a sexual assault survivor yourself. Talk a bit about how difficult it is to navigate going forward, but also the power of saying that I'm going to allow myself the time to heal.
It is absolutely difficult. It is such an individual thing for everybody. Everybody copes in their own way. I think to see someone like Simone as a sexual assault survivor myself, not only power through, but really take ownership of what was done to her and say that that didn't define her, and not only did not define her, but she's going to win through it. She's going to be a champion is such an inspiration. And I know that she carries that with her. She knows that she inspires young girls and women everywhere. But like I said, at the same time, you can't really overstate what kind of toll that could take on you mentally. On the other hand, for having gotten where she is, for having survived everything she has, and for being the greatest in her sport, you can't say anything but the fact that Simone Biles is the most mentally tough person. So for her to come out and say, for Simone to come out and say that she is having mental health issues right now, she is struggling, means that she really is, and we need to take her at her word for it.
Mm-hmm. Definitely taking her at her word for it. Harry, I want to come to you. Simone Biles said something that really struck me. She said, we hope America still loves us. Now, of course we still love her. Of course we still cherish her. But you've talked about this real pressure that Black athletes in particular face when they are carrying the aspirations of Black America, but also the fears of white America. Talk a bit about that in this context.
Well, Black athletes have never been perceived as legitimate within the athletic realm any more than they've been perceived as legitimate within the other institutional realm in American society. This is why we're overrepresented in the locker room where the production takes place, but we are underrepresented in all power and decision-making positions, whether it's president, general manager, coaches, and so forth, in those sports that we participate in. So that struggle for legitimacy is one that is ongoing, and it is directly directly tied to perceptions and fears of Black people in this society by the white mainstream. Along with that, you have these phenomenal pressures on athletes to represent Black society, the aspirations of Black society, to demonstrate that what we lack in America, why we're not legitimately perceived and embraced, is not because of a lack of capacity, but in effect, a lack of opportunity, because we can do the same thing in the industrial realm and every other realm of American life that we do in athletics and out of the locker room if we're given the opportunity. That's a lot of pressure. And then when you put together the kinds of sexual affronts that women have to deal with as a consequence of their gender, that's a tremendous amount of pressure. I'm so proud of Naomi and Simone for speaking up. It will make a difference. It will be the most consequential statement to come out of these games where people were expecting a lot of protest statements and so forth. This will be the highlight of the games in that regard.
The highlight of the games. I want to zoom out, Harry, and stick with you for a moment. You talked about other realms of society. Talk about how what Simone is talking about in her experience as a Black woman, how that overlaps with the pressures that Black people all over this country face. Of course, there's no Naomi in tennis, but there are Black lawyers, Black Wall Street bankers, Black reporters, who we also see struggling in this way and facing these pressures, especially as we deal with COVID and the death of George Floyd.
Well, the reality is that in the mainstream of American society, privilege, which is really nothing but white supremacy in a velvet glove, and sometimes the gloves come off, is the dominant force that we have to deal with. We do not have definitional authority. We've never been perceived as creditable witnesses to our own outcomes and circumstances, irrespective of what field you're moving in. That is something that Black people have had to deal with while meeting the challenges of the specific arena that they may be dealing in. You're trying to be a great lawyer, but you have to deal with that. You're trying to be a great professor, but you have to deal with that. You're trying to be a great journalist, but you have to deal with that. It doesn't make any difference whether you're surrounded by liberals or whether you're surrounded by outright white supremacists. You have to deal with it. So this is something that I've stated for quite some time. Sport recapitulates society. You cannot have a non-racial sports institution in a society which has substantial countercurrents of race. This reflects society, which is why it is so important to Black America that Simone and Naomi and all these other women who are dealing with these issues speak up.
And Kavitha, I want to come to you. Talk about the generational difference here. We've seen Simone talk about all of this on social media. Other athletes and other women talk about this on social media. You yourself tweeting some really smart words. Talk about it.
I mean, I think that our generation does tend to share a lot. We might overshare, according to some people, but I think that also is done with a service. I think when you have a public platform, as small as mine might be and as big as Simone's might be, you understand that your words can help inspire others, can help others come to terms with their own standings in life and what's happened to them and their own experiences. At the same time, I think that, you know, there is something to be said about our generation and younger generations really being more aware of how important it is just to speak these words, just to have the conversation. When you talk about the conversation around mental health, the silence around it is so much of what has perpetuated the damaging parts of it. And now that we're actually having the conversation, I think that opens us up to actually making real progress here and getting past the stigma of talking about mental health or mental health itself as some kind of weakness.
And Harry, in the 30 seconds we have left here, talk a bit about that generational difference. Kavitha really did talk about this silence being dangerous. What do you see here when you think about the fact that you wrote 50 years ago, the fact that Black athletes revolt?
Well, I used a rotary phone and so forth when I was back in the day. Today, they have the social media. And this has given tremendous definitional power to these athletes and to women such as Simone and others who are out there struggling with these issues. The fact that the social media has put in their hands the most powerful four-letter word in the history of the English language, S-E-N-D, makes all the difference in the world. So Simone doesn't have to depend on the mainstream media. She doesn't have to depend upon a rotary phone or getting on the phone and telling people personally. She can put it up on her email account, or on Twitter account, or Instagram, and it goes out to millions of people. And that has made a tremendous difference, the difference for this generation.
Mm-hmm. A powerful conversation for an amazing young woman in Simone Biles. We love her, of course. Thank you so much, Kavitha Davidson and Harry Edwards.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.